hello and welcome into this Wednesday edition of Yitty. Yes, I'm talking to you. She is the...
Did you come up with your adjectives today?
I did.
And did you forget them all now?
I did. But now I know what they are. She is the earth-shattering titan of media.
Hell yeah.
At the Nina Blanco.
That's me, host. Thanks, Dub.
Yeah, sure. Did you just call me Dub?
I just called you Dub. Yeah, I just didn't finish my sentence. Dubs. Yeah. It's been a long day for me today.
Yes.
Making it to this point right now in the afternoon, I'm like, I can't wait for my day to be done. And my day is not going to be done for so long from now.
I'd offer you a hug, but.
I don't want it.
I know you don't. I'm Rob Trujillo, also known as Dubs,
and find him on Instagram at Rob T Radio.
On all the things.
On all the things.
All the things. Yeah. You, me, and we is what we normally start with here on Yitty. It's yes, I'm talking to you, and we talk to some people who, they just need to. Last episode we were really kind of checking on people to make sure they were okay.
Yeah.
This one, I feel like we're going to yell at some people a little bit more. So, Nina, why don't you kick us off with the you portion of You, Me, and We.
Okay. Well, I don't really love talking about babies. In fact, I hate it.
Wow.
But...
tell us how you really feel.
I know, right? But I got to talk about some parents right now. The parents of 2023. Because according to babynames.com, searches for Barbie... and searches for Ken increased 200 to 300% for parents looking to name their children Barbie and Ken.
Wait, just like website searches or like people are going to actually name their kids Barbie?
Yes, people are actually going to name their kids Barbie and Ken.
Why?
That's like the trend this year. I mean, we go through this every year. It's like, what's the trending name? Yeah. And sometimes it's, you know, an artist who is doing really well or from a movie or from a TV show that's really popular. And the hottest thing that came out of 2023 so far is the Barbie movie.
Yeah, and so Barbie isn't a name.
Barbie is a name.
No, it's a brand.
It's no. Well, Barbie is a nickname for Barbara.
Are you gonna name the kid Barbara? I don't think you are.
No, you're not gonna name it Barbara. You're gonna name it Barbie.
Come on now.
Barbie's a name.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Barbie is not a name.
Hi, Barbie.
Barbie is a brand. No, right. You said that's it's like saying Hi Mix 100. Like it's not actually.
It is. No. It totally is.
No.
I mean, I don't agree that it's a great name, but it is a name. I mean, you can really put any freaking Gwyneth Paltrow made Apple a name.
That
so.
Doesn't mean it's right. Do you know in other countries they have oversight on those things?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like in Italy and in Spain, the government has to approve the name.
That's crazy.
Right. And so I would hope that they would reject wholeheartedly the fact that Barbie is not a name.
Well, this is America and we do what we want over here. So
come on, really? A kid named Barbie?
Yeah. So if, you know, we see in a couple years and you got kids and they're going to school and they're talking about their friend Barbie and their friend Ken, this is where it's coming from. I mean, Ken is a normal name, a normal enough name, but the fact that it is stemming from this movie and then Barbie is going to be out there. So who knows? 18 years from now, Barbie and Ken are going to be real life couples everywhere in high schools. It's happening.
This is so dumb.
I know.
I'm so mad.
So I had to bring it up today. So listen, if you're having a child, please don't freaking name it Barbie or Ken. It's stupid.
I understand that like things happen in pop culture and it sweeps up everybody.
Yeah.
And like I have to see articles about how you can Barbify your home and like top 10 Walmart buys to, you know, Barbify your room. And
hey, Rob.
Somebody said, I think it was on a podcast, somebody was like, this is the white girl's Black Panther movie.
Oh my God, for real.
So right. It was so right.
I just want to tell you though that you're Kenuff. You are Kenuff. Kentastic. No? Nothing?
No.
Come on. It's literally from the movie.
No.
They have t-shirts that says, I am Kenuff. I love it. Kenuff.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I get it, Nina.
You freaking hate it. Your Kenergy is off today, but whatever.
Oh, my God.
Do you want more? I'm sure I can come up with some.
I hope you can. I know sometimes we get to the spot where pop culture like sweeps up the world, but like if you Barbify your home right now,
all pink,
right? In like 2 years, you're gonna be like, "What the hell was I doing?"
Seriously,
you're gonna hate it.
Like, tell me you're single without telling me you're single.
Exactly. All right, I hate to do on-air producing, but that's exactly what I'm going to do right now. You need to tilt your camera back just a little bit. God. It's right at the it's like right at the top of your head, just a little bit, just
like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to make sure everybody can see the top of your pretty head.
Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, there you go. if you're listening on Spotify, this is pointless.
Yeah, but hey, listen, we're just
keeping it in here.
Provide the best experience for everybody. It's you, me, and we, and so I get to complain now, and I want to complain about Bobby fucking Flay.
Ooh, Bobby Flay. What's wrong with Bobby Flay?
Bobby fucking Flay plans to open several burger restaurants in Colorado. Bobby's Burgers is officially coming to Colorado with at least one location, probably as many as six.
Wait, so does he already have this restaurant chain and it's called Bobby's Burgers?
It's called Bobby's Burgers.
Not Bob's Burgers?
Right, like...
like the TV show? I love that show.
I just want to get into the multitude of things that are just, like, awful about this. One of them is, I don't even watch the TV show, and I'm fucking offended.
That it's not Bob's Burgers?
That you even named it Bobby's. Just come up with a different fucking name, dude. Like... it's like you're trying to bite on it, and then if you're gonna bite on it, just go all the way and name it Bob's Burgers.
Right? You should, and then you might as well
deal with the lawsuit. Like either do it or don't do it.
Your name is Bob, so go for it.
Okay, here's the press release from Bobby Flay's company. Bobby's Burgers is officially coming to Colorado. This makes an exciting milestone for our brand as we venture into new areas like the city of Denver, known for its cultural vibrancy and food enthusiasts.
Do you disagree with that?
Dude, we have one of the worst food scenes in the fucking country.
Oh, we're trying. We do like barbecue fest. There was just like a burger competition.
The problem is that Denver has grown so fast that you didn't have time to like develop these like mom and pops, these like local restaurants.
I guess.
The ones that aren't chains. Instead, we grew so fast that they just put a bunch of chains in and everybody moved from different parts of the country. So everybody wanted their part of the country's chains.
I don't know.
So we got In-N-Out and Culver's and Shake Shack and.
Yeah. I mean, those are the chains and stuff like that. But the locals also know about the local burger spots. I mean, Snarf's Burger. Sure. Yeah. Now it's a chain, but it started up in Boulder and it's here. We've got Park Burger. If you've ever had Park Burger, it was like my first part-time job when I moved out to Colorado. Best freaking burgers ever. If you've never had it, so good. And then we've also got Cherry Cricket. Hello.
I get it. I get it. There's a couple, but I'm just like, first of all, it just shows to me that he's got no idea about Denver. But he's just, I know he's just saying it to sweet talk it, but like cultural vibrancy, is that how you would label Denver? I love Denver. I love Denver. I don't want to leave. I would never call it culturally vibrant.
I think he mistook that word, those words, for being gentrified everywhere, right?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, and food enthusiasts. Like, I hate people who say that they're foodies. It drives me.
You don't like foodies?
You like to eat and try new things. Like, you're not.
Well, there are too many picky people in the world that I think it deserves its own spotlight.
But that's why I'm saying, like, you're not a foodie. You're just a normal person. It's the picky people who are being weird. And, like, unless you're writing blog reviews on what you ate or if that restaurant is any good, you are not a fucking foodie.
Well, we're trying out here.
No, we're not trying.
But the fact that Bobby Flay is bringing his chain out here and he's like a big food name or whatever, like it is a giant eye roll. I feel you on that.
Well, so that's what I was going to ask you. So my buddy recently went to Vegas and he went out there for his birthday and like the big dinner that they did was at Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. Mm-hmm. And like when he came back, I was like, you know, tell me about your trip. What'd you do? And like the first thing he said, he's like, well, I ate at Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. And then I ate it at,
Shake Shack.
No, who's the guy with the hair? I lost his name. Guy Fury. Oh. I ate at Guy Fury's restaurant and then one more, like he named one more.
Yeah.
It's like, first of all, those chefs chefs don't actually work there. No, you're not actually eating their food. Right. I understand they help build the restaurant and make the menu, but it's not like this is not Bobby Flay cooking you fucking burgers. And so, like, I don't know, does that do anything for you? Because to me, it's just the biggest eye roll. Mm-hmm. Like, just because a celebrity endorses it. And, like, I don't know.
I mean, it's
just because it's Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Road does not make me be like, oh, I definitely want to go there.
No, which by the way, the last couple times I have been there, it was like zero country music.
Oh, they don't play any at all.
I'm not complaining because I don't like country music, but I expected to go in there listening to country music, and it was not at all.
They don't play any at all. And it's just like they're just using this name to try to get people in there. And like, I don't know. I've always been like adverse to marketing.
Yeah.
Like I know when I'm being marketed to and you're
trick me.
Yeah. Like you're not going to sway my opinion.
Right.
So like maybe I'm just extra cynical about this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But like the last place I want to get a hamburger is Bobby's fucking burgers. You know what I mean? Like, just to make a point, I want to make sure I never eat one of those things.
Yes.
I don't know. How does it make you feel?
I mean, I agree with that. And like all the celebrity franchises, like they can be definitely a little cringy. But the difference between Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row and Bobby Flay's burgers is that Bobby Flay is at least a chef. You know, if he's curating the menu himself, he came up with the recipes because he's an actual chef.
Okay.
Like, that's a little bit better than just going to Dierks Bentley's whatever.
You know what it made me think of is Cheech and Chong's, like, weed gummies that pop up on your social media feed all the time. Because, like, I guess that...
But like, I do trust experts. Them.
Right. I do. Right.
They are experts. But they know what they want.
I honestly believe that they tried those gummies and they're like, yeah, those are good. Even if like somebody else made them and pitched it to them and everything like that, like 100%, I know that was taste tested before I put it into my mouth.
Willie Nelson has his own brand of weed too.
Sure. I believe it. I don't think Bobby Flay is out here making sure that the quality of burger
and
is
I will say, like, burgers for Bobby Flay is a little bit of a cop-out.
Right. He's supposed to be, like, this Michelin-rated chef.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you're going to make burgers?
Yeah.
Come on.
That also are probably going to cost me, like, $17 by the time I leave there. You
know
what I mean?
It's ridiculous. I hate food prices on everything right now.
Oh, you and me both.
Oh, it's terrible.
Even though we were both complaining in that segment, this is the wee portion where we both get to complain about something.
Great.
What are we doing for this? I don't even remember. What are we talking about?
Well, it's not really too much of a complaint. It's just more like this is happening around Colorado.
Yeah.
So Russell Wilson, he came.
Oh, no. I definitely wanted to complain about this.
Oh,
go ahead.
Are going to complain about this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought I hated babies. Russell Wilson and Sierra just announced that they are expecting another child.
Yay. Yeah. Happy family.
I know.
It's great.
Like, oh, you're rich. You don't have to worry about anything. You're having another baby. Cool.
Yeah. What I wanted to talk about was the reveal video.
I didn't watch it.
Oh my God.
What is it?
It's her like by the pool and it's just her silhouette and she turns and she's, but like
the bump,
the number one thing that you say to people is if you see somebody with a tummy, don't
you're not supposed
automatically assume they're expecting. So it was like,
well, did she at least like rub her belly?
It doesn't matter. I'm not supposed to do it. Stop.
No,
you can't yell at me for doing it and then yell at me for.
But
like,
no, she's showing off the fact that she has her baby belly. No. Whoa, 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 whoa. We got to dig deeper into this.
Pull up the video.
Okay.
Tell me what you think. Because to me, and like, granted, I watched it on a tweet. So it could have been somebody retweeted it. And maybe in the wording of the tweet, she put, we're expecting or something like that. But like, I'm never supposed to assume that somebody's pregnant. And like, here she is like, look at my fat belly. I'm pregnant.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It's like, I don't know if... If I have to endure listening to how guys are terrible because how dare you assume she's pregnant because she's got a belly?
Well, that's like, just like out at the grocery store and stuff. Like, this is clearly she's doing a video specifically for this.
And then I want to get into that. Like, do we need a fucking produced video reveal for you to announce that you're pregnant?
They're celebrities. They're bored. What else are they going to do?
It's so we talk. When I fill in on sports, we talk about all the time how cringy that family is in terms of like, Like, did you see the video of him, like, last year when he was going to a preseason game and he, like, walked out to his Maybach and he's like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And it was like, dude, shut the fuck up. Just go to, get in your car and drive to your job like everybody does every day. We get it. You're fucking rich. Like, but no, it's got to be an indoor, at their indoor swimming pool with the
Is that silhouette. Even their house? That's not their house. I thought it looks like they're at, like, a hotel or something.
Well, I mean... Don't because, you think like, their house probably looks like a hotel?
But I just feel like
their
house...
12 bathrooms in there.
I know. But you can see the skyline, the city skyline in the background of the video. And I feel like they live too far to see that.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just... Really anyway, that doesn't even matter.
But I'm just saying, like it has to... Does it have to be this, like, overproduced? Oh, you can't just be like, hey, we're expecting. And everybody is like, yay, that's the best news. We're so thrilled for you. Here's a little good news in Denver. No, instead, it's got to be like, look at me. In this video, I made.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. I'm in a
you
bad
just,
mood.
You hate things that are just like.
I'm in a bad mood today.
Any sort of announcement, which is weird because you're in broadcasting.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Because what kind like of, they did something kind of special. Because they did something special for an announcement. And then, like, you were complaining to me the other day, not to bring your family into this, but you were complaining to me the other day that your mom sent you this big long text message of a family trip you're coming on and like the things that they're gonna do. They set up special things each day, like a theme or whatever, and you're like, ugh, I hate all of it.
You hated it too.
No, I didn't. I thought it was cute.
When you responded to it, you're like, that's
but
a lot.
I get it. It is a lot because you're not five.
Right.
But like, do you have like younger kids that are gonna be there at all?
Yeah, there'll be some.
Some?
Yeah.
So it's like it's for them. Yeah. It's for them. It's not for you.
I get it.
You had that when you were a child.
And look what it turned me into.
An asshole?
This fun hating. I hate your announcement. Total asshole.
Meanwhile, I never got that stuff as a kid, and now I just want to be that person.
My mom was the person who, like, when I would come upstairs for breakfast on St. Patrick's Day, there are green plates and green napkins.
That's so cute.
And green pancakes.
Your mom cared and loved you enough to put in the extra effort, and you're complaining about it.
And it's why I don't decorate for any holidays.
Oh, you are such a Grinch, man.
But it's just like, it provides zero joy to me. And like, I don't know.
It's because you take it for granted now.
I don't get it anymore. And that's fine. I don't take it for granted now. I say this about smoking. Like, if your parents are smokers, one of two things happens. Either you turn into a smoker yourself, or it makes you sick and you never want to be around it ever again.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And it makes me sick. I never want to be around it ever again.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. And so, yeah, these announcements, they are just so cringy. But it's not even just that. Like, I hate the look at me attitude. You know that.
Well,
I hate it when I'm even, like, putting my stuff out there. Had to, like, talk me into, like, it's okay to tweet about yourself.
I try so hard with you, man. And, like, sometimes I just back off because I feel like I'm annoying the hell out of you. But I do. I try with you. Like, it's okay. Put yourself out there. Like, this is what we're doing. This is our job. We have this podcast and all that stuff. So, like,
nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say.
Then why are you on this damn podcast?
Because I like doing it. I'm doing it for me. I'm not doing it for anybody else. Shouldn't that be the reason that we do it in the first place?
Fine.
But some people like the attention.
Me?
And it just, but like when it's over the top, like this stupid, I'm having a kid, I'm pregnant announcement.
Like, this is like their fourth kid or something.
Yeah. Like, and her third with Russell Wilson. You don't even care. I see how people treat the third kid
out.
I do
not care.
Nina, can you tell us how being the third child, or were you the fourth or third?
I was the third.
Okay. Can you tell us how much your parents care about you being the third child?
Yeah, dude, for real. It's some bullshit. It is some bullshit.
So she's just doing this for social media clout because she's not going to care about that baby?
Because I don't get it anywhere else.
I don't know. I'll get off my soapbox. I've been angry all morning for like several reasons, and the Bobby Flay thing and the Russell Wilson thing just rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah. So. Today's been a lot. It's been a lot today.
All right. Good news. God knows that we need it. Okay. Yes. I actually think it's going to devolve into another shouting match.
Oh my God.
That's what we do here. All right, so this article came out that AI can accurately detect 20% more breast cancers than traditional screening by radiologists.
Okay. How so?
So they did this study. It was in Sweden of 80,000 mammogram screenings. So normally what happens is you have two radiologists read your mammogram, and that's how they try to make sure that they catch everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Instead of that, if it was a human and AI program paired together, they caught an extra one for every 1,000 that they did. Mm. And so they got 6 out of 1,000 women where they detected some sort of breast cancer instead of 5 out of every 1,000 women where they detected some sort of breast cancer. So an increase of 20%. Yeah. So like with as terrifying as all the AI stuff is right now, and there is there's definitely like an existential fear there.
Yeah.
No matter how you talk about it or where you talk about it, it's like, is it going to take my job? Is it going to change how we live? Is it going to get rid of money? You know what I mean? Like, what is AI going to do to like our lives?
Yeah.
And some people as prominent as like Elon Musk, who is like funding these things, is like, be afraid of this. You know what I mean? We need to be careful.
Right.
But here's also what it can do. Because if you save 20% more people that have breast cancer, like that's
good. That's amazing.
And that's right now. Like that's what it can do right now.
Yeah.
Much less like what it can evolve to do in the future in terms of like actually doing maybe a mastectomy or something like that. I've listened to a podcast where they talked about like how in the future if you're a doctor, they might force you to use AI to help you do the surgery.
Look at it.
Because it's more precise. You know what I mean? It's more exact.
Yeah.
And so I know there's like all this fear about what AI can do, but like, look at the good it can do just
with health.
This one little tiny thing.
With health, with science, with helping sick people and just realize that we're sick and show us things that we're missing.
In the 1990s, we started making quantum leaps in technology. Like we started just moving so fast. And like, this is the next thing that is just going to rocket our technology into the future. And it's scary, but it also like, it can be good. It can do good.
Can be good. It's just, it's going to be used for good. And it's also going to be used for bad, which is the scary part.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Well, so it's one of those things that it's like, if it's in everybody's hands, is it less scary because then certain people can't use it for evil?
No. I think it's more scary if it's in everybody's hands.
I don't know. I really don't.
There's a lot of bad, evil-minded people out there.
There is, but is there enough good people using AI to combat that, to make a difference?
Probably not.
Right. I know. It's hard. So I don't know. It was good news to me, but only in a certain kind of way. So I hope it made everybody feel better. But all right. And then lastly, we name our whack ass of the week. And like, this is,
it's been everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, get out your list, because we're going to have to start listing off people for the whack ass of the week.
Let's just call whack ass of the week is like half of Montgomery, Alabama. Okay. We've seen the riverboat brawl. If you have not seen that video, I mean, you're just hiding under a rock. You're just at this point trying not to watch it because it's literally everywhere. The memes are everywhere. The video is everywhere. People are making changes to the video, adding their own special thing. But in Montgomery, Alabama the other day, there was this huge brawl at a riverboat dock, and tons of people were just getting into this huge fight. Men, women, it was like a racial thing at the beginning that we ended up finding out, and which, you know, that's not cool, but it was just the whole thing. And watching the video, sure, the fact that it stemmed from racism isn't cool, but watching the video and just watching all these people literally come out of the woodwork was kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
Kind of hilarious.
Well, so first, like, probably fuck those white people. Like, I didn't hear what they said, but
all I've heard from the white people that essentially started this, it's negative. It's bad. They have a history of being racist, and they're business owners. And
So, I mean, you could So the video that I watched, and I did watch one that like showed the whole beginning part of
and,
it.
And I mean, you saw how it all started, right? Right.
That's what I'm saying. All before the fight is the first video I watched.
Yeah.
I didn't even see the brawl until after I saw the video that started the brawl.
Okay.
And the guy's just doing his job.
Yeah.
He's just telling him to move so that the boat that is literally filming them.
So there's a security guard, and he happens to be black, and he asked a boat owner to move
told
a boat owner, you have to move your boat because this giant riverboat is coming in, and it's like a tourist thing. Like, yeah. This thing is huge, and he's asking this guy to move his, what are those boats called?
It was just a speedboat, I think.
No, it wasn't a speedboat.
Oh, a pontoon boat?
It was a pontoon boat, which is much smaller than this riverboat, but still a large boat, and he's got to move it out of the way because this giant riverboat filled with hundreds of people is coming in.
Yeah.
Move. And then he just started up and refused, and it was a whole thing. And so did he, like, call the security guard, like, any sort of slur or anything?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Right then and there? I think the big missing piece of this is the audio.
The audio that first started.
Yeah, like, we have to hear what people were saying to each other.
I will say, though, based on the security guard throwing his hat in the air,
yeah,
being like, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah. It's on. Like, I know he must have said something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, like, listen, like, these white dudes jump him, and, like, they jump him.
They did. It was bad. You know what I mean?
They are coming in hot.
Yeah.
And so I don't blame everybody that was watching nearby for, like, being like, I'm going to get involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they absolutely jumped the guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. It's just one of those things, like, the entitlement immediately puts me on the other guy's side. Why is your boat there? Why do you think you have the right to put your boat there?
Yeah.
Why don't you shut the fuck up and move?
Yeah. You're being asked to move by security. Like, there's a reason behind it. You see this giant ass riverboat coming in at you. Move your fucking boat.
And if they had to, like, explain it to them the first time because the boat wasn't quite there yet or whatever, okay, like, I'll give you 15 seconds to get an explanation.
Right there.
They're filming from it. Yeah. They're filming from it. And these guys won't move. And it's like the entitlement in general nowadays, but, like, especially there. And then I started seeing the tweets that were like, if only they had complied.
And
I was like,
I've seen so many memes and stuff. Is like, well, they did try that in a small town.
And here's what happened. Chair to the dome.
Oh my goodness. And then the dude who was, like, swimming across the bay to go and help.
That was intense.
That was swimming across the bay to go and get up there and help fight on, you know, either side. So people are calling him Scuba Gooding Jr. They're calling him Aquaman. Well, the memes are just incredible.
And you saw the people who were on, like, the tier above where that, like, the boardwalk above where the dock was. And filming. They go sprinting across your screen to get to the stairs
to go
get down
over there.
And again, I don't blame them. Like, but
I couldn't believe, like, the women that were getting involved. Like, bitch, sit your ass down. What are you doing?
Well, and then they freak out because someone fights
you
back.
Hit me. Right. Bitch, get the fuck out then.
I say all the time when I see that, like, you can tell people who have never been in fights before.
Because
people who have been in fights before, like, you don't want to get into a fight.
No, you
and
know.
They try to stop. Mm-hmm. Like, they're trying to stop all the way up until, no, it's happening. I've got to do this.
Yeah.
And, like,
and
those women,
get their ass beat.
Those women definitely had, I've never had been in a fight before energy. Cause they were just, like, running in there and, like, throwing wildly. And then all of a sudden they're on the ground getting hit in the head with chairs.
And then,
like,
then they were knocked.
Like, oh my God. And it's like, well, that's what happens when you start a fucking fight.
Exactly.
Like, what do you
and then they start crying and poor me and blah, blah. Like, nah, bitch, it's all on video. You should have, like, not been there in the first place. This is your own damn fault.
And even if the fight started, if you had just stood off to the side, like, most males will not just, like, go after a female and start hit. So until you involve yourself.
And they all did. Woman that is in that fight or got hurt or hit or whatever, they totally involved themselves.
Until you involve yourself, you probably can just stand on the side and scream like you are about, get off him or whatever. Right. You know what I mean? And nobody would have touched you. But
probably,
you decided to involve yourself. So you get a WWE folding chair. to the dome.
Back of the head. Oh my God. When I saw that part, I was like, oh shit. Like, this is World Star. Like,
that was crazy.
It was pretty nuts. Crazy. So all of Montgomery, Alabama, you just whack ass of the week right now.
You're
that
in time
was too
out
much.
For a week.
That was too much.
For our whack ass of the week.
Yeah. So there are like ongoing like FBI hate crimes now, kind of like looking into this whole thing. So like FBI is involved, local police is involved, people are taken into custody.
That was the other crazy part. Sorry, I know we're wrapping this up, but like, the police were there.
Yeah.
And people were not stopping.
No.
like there was a significant, there was probably five or six police officers on the dock right there.
Because there was more people than the police officers.
I know,
were there.
But I'm just saying, like, normally the cops come in and everybody's like, okay, this is over. Let's
like, no.
No,
man.
No.
Oh my gosh, it was crazy. Wild.
Yeah. All right. That's our whack ass of the week. You are listening to Yeti, which we do on Mondays and Wednesdays. We put it out at 4 p.m., but we have been test running this live on Twitch that we have, and I think it's been working pretty well. So we'll start blasting it out on social media when we're going to go live, so you can actually watch us record Yeti and even talk back to us in the chat, and we'll stay afterwards and do a little bit extra with you if you do hop in the Twitch chat with us.
Yeah, because why not?
Yeah, so I think starting next week, we'll start blasting that out there so you can join us. You can find it on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. She is the earth-shattering media titan, Nina Blanco, and you can find her on all the social medias at the Nina Blanco.
And that is Dubs, a.k.a. Rob, and you can follow him at Rob T Radio.
And thank you for listening to this edition of
Yeti! Yeti!